This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Students of military history understand that the real bloodletting starts when the losing side breaks ranks after their formations disintegrate and the cavalry sweeps in to mow down the fleeing survivors. This is every man for himself. And the best the defeated individuals who were once part of cohesive units can hope for is not to end up one of the bodies left strewn across the battlefield. And this is when the victor runs up the score. This is when the vast majority of casualties happen. This is a rout. And figuratively, that's pretty much what's going to happen to the Democrats. That's where they're headed November the 8th. For the stupid people, we Republicans are the cavalry. For the really stupid people, cavalry is a highly mobile fighting force. In ancient times, mounted on horseback, wielding lances, sabers, and sometimes bows or carbines. In the U.S. Army, cavalrymen have given up their steeds, but still wear some bitchin' headgear. Those of us who've been through a few midterm election cycles understand how this is going to play all along. The fundamentals favor the out-of-power party, but here the fundamentals broke into a pharmacy and stole all the steroids because of the gross incompetence of Grandpa Badfinger, which is combined with the wine women slash globalist joint ideology that demands that the ruling caste make the normal suffer for their sin of not being in the ruling caste, which sort of, I don't know how that's supposed to work. Now, these factors come together to make this election an inevitable Democrat disaster. And this is how it happens for the losing party. In the spring, there are rumors and hushed whispers among the, you know, among the insiders about the coming of a wave. There's fear. This is used to soak the donors into handing out more of their dollars to help stave off disaster. Then in the dog days of August, there arises hope. Maybe, just maybe, it won't all be such a disaster. Perhaps we will defy history and not lose many seats. Maybe we will even gain. Take that, you fundamentals. And then Labor Day happens, and people begin to pay attention, and the hope that was so hopeful at the end of the summer begins to dissipate. For a few weeks until mid-October, they tell themselves that nothing has changed since summer. That hope is alive and there will be no wave. And in mid-October, the signs become impossible to ignore. The money dries up for the losing party while the smart money flows to the winning one. Polls start changing, first one, then two, then all of them. All in one direction. We hear of the losing side making tough calls to abandon the weak and try to save a few of the less weak. Nothing goes right. Gaffes, mistakes, the occasional sex scandal. You can feel the gloom sitting in. The cheerleaders begin hedging their predictions. When the Democrats are the losers, like in this cycle, the regime media begins walking back its official optimism to avoid total humiliation when the narrative it has been pushing for the last 6 months turns to ash. Then the ranks break. The solid front shatters, the rout begins. We're almost there. We're almost to the point of Democrat collapse. And the fundamentals of history were always against them. But Shower Daddy's reign of error supercharged them. Inflation, perversion, open borders, criminals running wild, the threat of nuclear war. These factors all intensified the Democrats' already downing challenges. And then last week, in a stroke of timing genius, the Biden CDC decided to effectively mandate that kids have to take the vaccine that the CDC lied to us about. Way to remind everyone about COVID while infuriating moms who prefer their kids not explode from a vax that won't prevent a disease that won't kill them. Any GOP politician not pounding on injection fascism is committing political malpractice at this particular moment. In the spring, they dreamed that the Dobbs decision, which made it slightly less convenient for some women in some red states to kill their babies, would negate the fundamentals of history and $6 gas. But it turned out the people, you know, people into infanticide was already so literally in the commie corner. They may cast votes angrily, but a mad vote counts just as much as a happy one. Except in a Democrat blue city, but I digress there. In the meantime, record numbers of Latinx people are choosing to vote against the people who call them Latinx. And black men, especially, are moving right in numbers that most terrify the Democrats. In order for the Democrats to win, they have to have 90% of black America voting for them, which they don't. They don't have that. Now, the traditional sign, though, of a rout is when the losing party turns on itself and its platform. You see, polls criticize the members of their party in power and even tell voters that they will not go along with its treasured policies. We see inklings of this in how most Democrats will not allow the Biden and Kamala circus to stop in their towns. It's remarkable how all these candidates discover something really important to do when their prezi shows up in their state besides to be seen with them. One rare exception was when Fetterman and Fetterman's wife and Fetterman's lump allowed itself to be photographed with the crusty president. In typical Biden fashion, he helpfully told the world that he thought Fetterman's wife would make a great addition to the Senate. Rumor has it that Fetterman's lump was so insulted by the slight that it's going to vote for Dr. Oz. The save yourselves phase will be starting soon, but the Democrats have a real problem they did not face in the past. At one time, they had some ideological flexibility. They could pretend that they were not as left as they were to save themselves by peeling off enough gullible independents to survive, and their base would see the wink and tolerate the blasphemy of convenience. Not today. No. Democrat ideology has become a pagan religion, where it was once merely a way to get power. Most candidates cannot back off from the stupidest Democrat policy planks even at the cost of their electoral lives. They cannot demand more drilling to get gas and oil prices down because that is heresy toward the angry weather goddess. They can't support cops because they're racist. They can't come out against perverts in women's faces, waving their junk in toddlers' faces at family drag shows because pedo shaming is a no-go for the left. They are locked into insanity. They cannot run. They cannot hide. They must figuratively die with their Birkenstocks on. And that's cool. That's cool. The over and under is 30 seats in the House and 52 in the Senate. My money's on the over. What's coming is a harvest that they have reaped. I do not feel bad for the Democrats. As a matter of fact, I think it's funny. I think that them pulling down their mask when they thought that this is what you wanted. This is what you, that's what they thought. They thought you told them that this is what you wanted. And then they gave you what they thought you wanted, and it turned out that nobody wanted that. Which, that is hilarity on a level that I can't begin to fathom it. But it's funny nonetheless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Senate hopeful Evan McMullen faced rapturous booing from the debate crowd in Utah on Monday after calling incumbent Senator Mike Lee a traitor to the Constitution, according to the Washington Examiner. I think you knew how important the Electoral College was when you sought to urge the White House that it lost an election to find fake electors to overturn the will of the people. Senator Lee, that was the most egregious betrayal of our nation's Constitution in its history by a U.S. senator. I believe it will be your legacy. Senator Lee, you advised spurious so-called legal efforts to mislead tens of millions of Americans that the election had been stolen, and congratulations, you succeeded. As recently as this year, you're still casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election. You're doing a tremendous disservice to this country, Senator Lee. You have betrayed your oath to the Constitution with this. So if expressing doubt about the legitimacy of the election is a betrayal of the Constitution, then Lee is hardly alone. Per an Axios Momentum poll, only a slim majority, 55%, accepts Joe Biden as having legitimately won the 2020 election, down slightly from 58% a year ago. That's a lot of traitors that Democrats and the media refuse to recognize and address the distrust, aside from dismissing it with a narrative baseless talking point, followed by accusations, name-calling, and cancellation aimed at silencing voices and destroying reputations and livelihoods. This only means that the divide and resultant mistrust and hostility is going to grow. And it doesn't help that the unity and healing that Joe Biden promised his administration would usher in, when a key part of his party's platform involves anti-gun edicts primarily intended to target the overwhelmingly law-abiding portion of the population, alternatively smeared as deplorables, Nazis slash white supremacists, and greatest threats. The thing here is, McMullen isn't even a Democrat, at least in name. He's running as an independent with Democrat Party backing, and how that came about illustrates a political evolution that shows more than anything else how the betrayal of the Constitution and of past positions and supporters by someone who really knows how it really works. McMullen is one of the reasons Donald Trump gloated over support for J.D. Vance in the Ohio Senate by telling attendees at a Youngstown rally, J.D. is kissing my blank, he wants my support so bad. So, what's the connection here? Vance wrote in 2016 that he would not vote for Trump in the presidential election and instead supported Evan McMullen, a former CIA operations officer who ran as an independent. But in the firearms news analysis, our Second Amendment rights must be protected. We have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, which the government must ensure. McMullen declared in his Principles for New American Leadership, healthy immigration is important to our future. We must secure our borders and enforce our laws and facilitate the legal immigration of those who will contribute to American prosperity, security, and culture. Contradicting those principles in 2020, McMullen endorsed open borders, pathway to citizenship, gun grabber Joe Biden. In other words, he is assisting a subversive agenda to change the nation's demographics and build Democrat supermajorities in state and federal legislatures that will then be able to pass tyrannical collectivist and anti-gun edicts and confirm judges who will uphold them and reverse gains made to date. But don't take my word for it. Take Joe Biden's. But, you know, you've seen that enough. You have seen that enough. Now, how does one betray constitutional principles he once campaigned on just a few short years ago? Any more completely than that. And by contrast, Lee has been endorsed by Gun Owners of America and given an A, 93% rating by the immigration watchdog group Numbers USA. When McMullen makes accusations about betraying the Constitution, a dispassionate conclusion would be someone who knows how to do that like a pro is projecting his penchant for betrayal on others for obvious reasons, and hopefully Vance has learned his lesson, because the guy he's facing is every bit the treacherous political malignancy that McMullen is. Now, while we got a few seconds here, you got two somewhat similar perspectives that are in a pair of respective Capitol Hill news organs that are taking a look at the post-Bruin world of the Second Amendment clout, noting how the gun control movement is alarmed at the number of gun laws which now appear jeopardized, including the new carry permit in New York State. As reported Thursday on the Hill, New York's law, hastily thrown together after a century-old proper cause requirement was struck down by the Supreme Court, is on shaky legal ground after a judge found those provisions violate the Second Amendment, though the ruling is paused while the case is appealed. The ongoing court battle, while over New York's gun control measures, just one part of a shifting legal landscape resulting from the 6-3 conservative Supreme Court's expansion of the Second Amendment in a June ruling, which has led lower courts to block or strike down gun control measures at a dizzying pace. This coming from the Hill. This is how the Hill sees it. It was expanded, but it was never expanded. Now it's just completely, it's completely literally being taken. Meanwhile, roll call weighed in, noting that federal judges have struck down gun restrictions in the months since a Supreme Court decision that once again expanded the Second Amendment rights, and experts say there's likely more to come. And among Second Amendment proponents, the reaction seems to be a collective, that's just too bad. The Hill report quotes Pepperdine University Caruso School of Law professor Jacob Charles, who told the newspaper, in the immediate aftermath, we got a half a dozen courts who are striking down laws based on this decision. I think it's going to be shocking to people when we see the fallout for Bruin in the first 6 months. Roll call, meanwhile, quotes University of New Haven law professor Michael Lawler, who told the publication, I think gun control advocates have to think twice about when they're enacting laws. They have to have in the back of their mind that this may go to the Supreme Court, and they want to have it as unassailable as possible. What comes through in both articles is the suggestion that the Bruin ruling somehow expanded the Second Amendment. And among some gun rights activists, the high court has instead restored the amendment to its rightful place while doing away with an infringement on the right to keep and bear arms. In the aftermath of Bruin, new life has been added to at least four pending cases, two involving bans on so-called large-capacity magazines, and one challenging a ban on so-called assault weapons in Maryland. Let it continue to happen. I hope they enjoy the pain, because this is what freedom looks like. Pushing back against tyranny. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is heading to San Francisco after her husband was attacked at their home in the city. A family member added Paul Pelosi was still in surgery. The man accused of attacking the speaker's husband with a hammer is facing an attempted homicide charge. This as police officers who responded to the assault are being praised by San Francisco's police chief.
I'd like to thank the responding officers for their swift action this morning.
Chief Bill Scott also commending an emergency dispatcher for her work. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is entering its ninth month, and Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh announces that the Defense Department is sending another $275 million to Ukraine. Singh adds the Biden administration has given Ukraine over $18.5 billion in total aid. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. A new Monmouth University poll released this week shows gun control is second from the bottom of a list of 9 priority issues with the midterm elections 2 weeks away, and American gun owners poised to help take Congress away from Democrats. And at the same time, Rasmussen's daily presidential tracking poll shows that Biden's numbers still trailing. Somewhere out there, there's 44% who approve of his performance, and I would love to meet some of those people, wouldn't you? But 54% disapprove, and this includes only 22% who strongly approve and 45% strongly disapproving. The top issue concerning voters, certainly including gun owners, is inflation. Their concerns have jumped 9 points since last month, corresponding to the rise in inflation, including gasoline. During the fall months, outdoorsmen and women spend a fair amount of money on fuel just to get back and forth to the field and then to operate generators and chainsaws. And they also are paying more for groceries than at this time last year. And at the bottom of the list for voters is climate change. An indication that the Biden administration priorities are at odds with that of American consumers. Crime is the third highest priority, the Monmouth survey revealed, which likely explains why increasing numbers of Americans are carrying or applying for licenses to carry in the 25 states where licenses are still required. Fully half of the states no longer require that. It has not been a good year for the Democrats' gun control agenda, which collided with the Constitution in June as the Supreme Court struck down a century-old restriction in New York, requiring that a carry permit applicant prove a good cause for needing to carry a defensive firearm. And in the aftermath, the New York legislature swiftly adopted a new scheme designed to get around rather than comply with the high court's ruling. But the federal judges have smacked down components of that legislation, declaring it unconstitutional. And, you know, in Buffalo, they got a temporary restraining order, derailing places of worship to be sensitive places where even legally concealed handguns are prohibited. The speed with which Judge John L. Sinatra Jr. handed down his TRO surprised many. And Second Amendment founder and executive vice president Alan Gottlieb was delighted. It only took 3 days for the judge to rule. And Judge Sinatra wrote, ample Supreme Court precedent addressing the individual's right to keep and bear arms from Heller and McDonald to his June 22 decision in Bruin dictates that New York's place of worship restriction is unconstitutional. Now with the midterm elections looming and pollsters predicting the Republicans could take over the House and possibly the U.S. Senate, the likelihood is increasing that Biden's gun control agenda is about to crash. Which, that's a good thing. But it doesn't stop Broadway Joe, not Shotgun Joe. Not Shotgun Joe. No. No. He told Now This News during a Sunday interview that he's pushing to limit gun owners to having no more than 8 bullets in a round. I don't know what to say to that one. I don't know where that came from. Natalie Barden, whose brother was killed in the December 14, 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School attack, urged Biden to address high-capacity magazines and asked what he's currently doing to limit those magazines. And he responded by saying he's going to push to ban assault weapons after the midterm elections and urge people to vote for Democrats in order to secure the ban. And he noted, my legislation says there can be no more than 8 bullets in a round. I haven't seen that proposal. He continued, these guys doing these mass killings, they have magazines, they called them. They can hold up to 100 bullets in it. That's just like having an automatic weapon, which we're not allowed to have, by the way, supposedly. In the course of the interview, the very befuddled president restated his claim that the AR-15 bullet travels 5 times the speed of an ordinary bullet, which would make it a rail gun, just about. He also said AR-15 rifles are made for one thing, to kill people. And he said he can find no rational reason why assault weapons should be sold, period. September 23rd. Breitbart News reported President Biden's admission that AR-15s, AK-47s, and other guns called assault weapons are designed to defend people. Post-millennial noted that Biden was speaking to a teacher's union when he said, what in God's name do you need an assault weapon for? It's an assault weapon designed to kill people, to defend America, to defend people. I can't write this stuff. Nobody can write this stuff. Segwaying yet again. Going to carjacking. I can't imagine being carjacked. I love the fact that my car locks its doors when I take off and I put it in gear. So that saves a lot of issues right there. Having someone put a gun in your face and demanding you give up your vehicle can't be anything but scary, you know. Carjackers are violent thugs and nothing else. They might shoot you in their attempt to get your car. And it's a problem particularly as the economy keeps going to crap. For one alleged carjacker, though, the economy isn't going to be a problem for a little while. He made the mistake of trying to jack an off-duty police officer's car and was shot for his trouble. And that's a feel-good story right there. What's not such a feel-good story is his recent history. We're talking about Kendrick Anderson, was also arrested last month for misdemeanor criminal trespass to a vehicle, and the official said he was adjudicated delinquent twice as a juvenile for charges related to stolen vehicles. So he likes to steal cars. On August 2nd, Chicago police were maintaining surveillance on a hijacked car parked in the 5100 block of South Paulina when Anderson climbed into the driver's seat and 4 other people joined him as passengers, prosecutors said. Cops tried to pull him over, but he reversed down the street at high speed, crashed into a parked car, and flipped the hijacked vehicle over, according to prosecutors. The parked car slammed into a Chicago police patrol car. Officers arrested Anderson, allegedly, as he tried to climb out of the driver's seat. And they charged him with possessing a stolen motor vehicle, driving while never having been issued a license, and criminal damage to government property. Official said he posted a $9,000 deposit toward bail to get out of jail in August. A little less than a month later, on September 21st, Chicago police charged Anderson with misdemeanor criminal trespass to a vehicle. About 6 hours later, he was given a recognizance bond and let go from the CBT station in South Chicago. In other words, he tried some Hollywood getaway and ended up with him crashing into a cop car, then got back out to mysteriously gain access to yet another vehicle that he didn't have permission to be in, then went and tried to carjack a cop. Now, if you want to be a car thief, for the wannabe, he sort of sucks at it. His buddies dropped him off at the hospital before hightailing it out of there. Video shows the getaway vehicle, but since the car was stolen, it didn't help much. They recovered the officer's car because this was a female, and the carjackers did get her SUV. And additionally, Anderson only had one boot on at the hospital, the other apparently having been left at the scene. Again, he kind of sucks at this whole stealing cars thing, despite what appears to be quite a history of trying to do so well. And frankly, I don't feel bad for him. He's fortunate he wasn't killed by the cop. Shooting most definitely would have been ruled as justified based on the description of what happened even in Chicago. And now it looks like Anderson's going to end up back behind bars again. But based on his recent history, he'll be back on the streets and carjacking people within the week. It's funny how this happens, but Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has the cojones to blame the city's violent crime problem on Indiana. On Indiana, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Lori. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, right now in New York State, well, it's not very good in New York State. New York is, there's a lot of people get hurt for no reason at all by people who don't know them, who don't have a reason to hurt them. There's a lot of people getting, I mean, we saw a live stream from a Tops grocery store in Buffalo, New York, where they have New York compliant AR-15s, background checks, universal background checks, waiting periods, all this other stuff. Still, the shooter got it, 18 years old, and they knew who he was. They knew who he was. Now, the number of red flag gun seizures in New York has grown exponentially over the past couple of months. This according to Governor Kathy Hochul, who held a press conference with Attorney General Letitia James on Monday, that being last Monday, to tout the supposed success of the state's extreme risk protection order. Hochul, who is currently running for a full term as governor after taking over following Andrew Cuomo's resignation last November, is facing criticism from Republican challenger Lee Zeldin, who has actually pulled ahead of her now, over the state's crime rate. Criticism that appears to be landing because crime is out of control in New York. In fact, Hochul faced several questions from reporters on Monday about the timing of her red flag event, even though the Democrat insisted that today's press release had nothing to do with the upcoming elections. Now, back in May, Hochul issued an executive order mandating that state policy apply for an ERPO every time they believe there is probable cause that someone posed a danger to themselves or others. And in July, a law expanding the use of red flag petitions took effect, adding more individuals like doctors and teachers to the list of those who could file them, as well as directing all law enforcement agencies across the state to file ERPO requests whenever possible. Since those directives took effect, according to Hochul, red flag petitions have increased by more than 100%, with more than 2,000 petitions filed since June. And the governor says that since June, the state is averaging about 400 red flag seizures per month compared to about 45 per month before she issued her executive order. She also announced, she and James also announced, $4.6 million in funding for the AG's Office to send attorneys to court alongside New York State police officers who requested an ERPO, noting that some petitions were being thrown out because the state didn't have any attorney present in court to present its one-sided case. Heavens. What Hochul didn't say is that legal representation for the subject of a red flag petition is still not guaranteed. Not only are petitioners or their attorneys not part of an ex parte emergency hearing, those subject to a red flag order aren't entitled to a public defender if they can't afford their own attorney, a feature of the ERPO law that tilts the scales of justice in favor of the state. The governor also avoided discussing how many temporary or final orders have not been approved, despite all the mechanisms in the law designed to make it fairly easy to issue an ERPO. It would be nice to see that data, which would provide some indication whether judges are simply rubber stamping their approval of red flag petitions. But Hochul only wanted to tout the number of orders filed and pledge that there will be a lot more to come. Now, of course, they will come against people that have permits to own guns in New York. So they've already passed all the background checks and everything. This will just be about them maybe having a bad day or, you know, suffering from attitude or something. I don't know. And it suffers from the same their red flag law suffers from the same deficiencies as every other one out there. A lack of due process protections, a lack of guaranteed legal representation for those subject to a petition, and a lack of mental health treatment for those determined to be a danger to themselves or others, just to name a few. Now, if you're going to go out and you find someone that you deem dangerous, and that's really what it's all about, that you're trying to find someone to deem dangerous, and you're going to serve this order on them and just take away their guns, well, you obviously don't really believe that they're really dangerous. Because you don't need a gun to be a danger to yourself or others. 82% of all violent crime takes place without a gun. Now, Hochul loves the state's red flag law, and since she has some shiny new statistics to wave in front of the voters to show that she's taking concern about crime seriously, that event was all about the law's supposed success. Well, mostly about the supposed success, I guess. During the brief Q&A that followed her prepared remarks, the governor was asked about the state's new concealed carry restrictions, more specifically, the suspension of the state's blanket ban on concealed carry in houses of worship, following a federal judge's decision to grant a temporary restraining order against enforcement of that aspect of the Concealed Carry Improvement Act. Now, her response was worth its own little separate monologue, but I don't have time for that. We'll have more on the governor's contempt for the right to carry coming up later on, but, the governor doesn't field it. See, the governor looks at the law-abiding citizens of New York State as the problem. She looks upon the people that want to protect themselves as the problem. She takes her, she's in power, if she's in power at all, she's getting elected because of New York City, where nobody can carry a gun. You can live in New York City. It's supposed to be shall issue now, and, it isn't. Because they've declared the entire state basically to be a sensitive area. She has nothing but contempt for law-abiding people in the great state of New York. She got out there the other day. Don't forget this. Now, what do they have? I think like 5.4 million Republicans. She got out there and told them to go to Florida. Get out of the state. She thinks that she is more than a governor, apparently. And I don't know. With Cuomo. Cuomo was an evil dude. He was an evil dude. And Hochul is absolutely all the way there and beyond. Because she's also stupid. Now, Cuomo had a bit of an elite castist pedigree going with him because of his dad, Mario. But Andrew was no Mario. in any way, shape, or form. Mario could sort of been considered a statesman. He was a hopeful for president at one time, and well, Mario Cuomo was a whole different kind of Democrat. He never told anybody to get out of the state just because of a difference of opinion. But that's the governor of New York today. And in the interim, you know, the question I keep asking, here's my problem with this. In New York, they have bail reform. Even Eric Adams is against this. Hochul's against it as well. They have bail reform. They have a DA who's decriminalized anything. Unless you're carrying a gun with a permit in the wrong place, he'll come after you with every tool at his disposal. Crime is off the chain. You have people being knocked off of subway platforms and just cold cocked out in the street for no particular reason. Not for a crime. Not to rob somebody, just to hit you. Just to hit you one good shot. And then run away. This is New York today. This is what happens when you decriminalize everything and everything becomes fair game. It's Cloward and Piven, but with violence and crime. And therein lies the problem. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten, as we do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.